dictation for Linda Gavenda, G-A-V as in Victor, E-N-D as in David, A. April 26, 55, address as a letter to Dr. Lars, L-A, excuse me, to Dr. Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, Thelen, T-H-E-L-E-N, 6680423. Dear Dr. Thelen, consultation for Mrs. Gavenda with abnormal kidney function comes accompanied with husband. Within the last few months, right side nephrectomy for renal cancer did not require surgical, excuse me, did not require radiation therapy or chemotherapy to have a follow-up on the next month or two. Creatinine increase beyond what expected for having one kidney. She denies, however, having any specific symptoms. Weight is stable, eating well, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, no cloudiness or blood. Denies claudication symptoms. She has some chronic discolored hands and toes for many years without any open ulcers, no weakness, no reported chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. The view system is negative. Next paragraph. Past medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia on treatment, denies diabetes, no documented the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, heart abnormalities, TIS, stroke, or seizures, no gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, denies kidney stones, gout, denies pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries including right-sided total hip replacement because of severe osteoarthritis, right-sided nephrectomy for renal cancer, right knee endoscopic reconstruction. Surgery was required for severe nose bleeding within the last 1 year and a half, sparrow lancing, bilateral cataract lens implant, tonsils adenoids, colonoscopies benign, abnormalities. Next paragraph. Reported allergy to Percocet, aspirin, including buffering. Next paragraph, medications include Norvasc, recently decreased from 5 to 2.5 milligrams because of low blood pressure. On Lipitor, Effexor, she says for hot flashes, takes amoxicillin 2 grams before dental procedure like tomorrow, denies anti-inflammatory agents, does take iron and vitamins. Next paragraph. She did smoke beginning age 18, one pack per day, presently down to 2-4 cigarettes per day, alcohol as a teenager and not in the long term. Next paragraph, no family history of cancer of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, her weight is 166, blood pressure on the left 132/82, on the right 140/106, standing 112 over 80, recovered to 160 over 100, 158 over 100. Alert, orientation free, no respiratory distress, normal eye movement, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruit JBD, lungs without RAL, which is consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial RAP, abdomen not distended. There is 6 centimeters, right lower quadrant, surgical wound, as well as 3-4 scopes above. This was for the kidney removal. No ascites, masses, tenderness. She does have acrocyanosis, hands and feet, strong brachial pulses, decreased radial, minor decreased capillary refill, no ulcerations, no thickening of the fingertip skin, early nail changes, question clubbing on the fingers, on the feet, a strong popliteal, dorsal pedis, mild decrease posterior tibialis, mild decrease capillary refill. No gross edema or focal neurological deficit. Next paragraph. Creatinine, 0.8, 0.9, before renal surgical removal, is slightly rising to 1. It did increase to 1.4, 2.5, 2.1, recently down to 1.7. The recent chemistry is from April. Today, normal white blood cell platelet, hemoglobin normal at 14.8. Today, creatinine improved to 1.5. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. Two recent urine samples, no blood, no protein or cells. A recent CT scan abdomen pelvis without contrast, this was done in February of this year. Right sided nephrectomy, left kidney without obstruction. Question calcification on the left renal hilum, H-I-L-U-M. Incidental diverticulosis without inflammatory condition. Similar abnormalities, December 2022. The prior mass up to 5 centimeters on the right upper pole, right kidney. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, recent acute kidney injury without evidence for abnormalities in the urine for blood, protein, or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. There has been no evidence for obstruction on the left kidney or bladder distension. There is an incidental calcification on the left hilum. CAT scan reported as probably calcification on the small vessel. If this will be a stone, is not causing any obstruction either. The concern is more related to her blood pressure, which shows hypertension with some postural abnormalities. Patient and family are going to check blood pressure at home, sitting and standing immediately and standing 2 minutes later. We will try to get a few weeks' values so we can know for sure if medication should be adjusted without causing low blood pressure, which has been symptomatic in the recent past, reason for what NORBAS was decreased. We might need to do a 24-hour blood pressure monitor to assess the load, LOAD, of high or low blood pressure. Kidney function today shows improvement. She does not have symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We are going to monitor that this chemistry keeps improving or stabilizing. I will ask her to probably repeat another chemistry within the next month. She has acrocyanosis, which very well represents a small vessel disease in a person who has long-standing smoking. All issues discussed with the patient and husband, end of dictation.